This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, for today on Twitter, we're going to be exploring everyone's favourite topic, food. Nasi lemak is trending, my friends.
This is the day we've all been waiting for ever since today on Twitter started. So this all began with an Indonesian tweet, actually, that asked the question, post an unpopular opinion about food. And of course, as is the case, whenever food comes up and unpopular opinions, I mean, it just went nuclear. People delivered. The one that's been getting the most attention, though, and comes from, I believe, us, our side of the straits. So Imran Sheikh said, kacang shouldn't be in nasi lemak. And this opinion has gotten upwards of 7,000 retweets.
I mean, I can understand why we Malaysians take our nasi lemak very seriously. And I must say, this tweet and all of the responses kind of shocked me because I didn't realize there were that many non-kacang nasi lemak proponents. To me, it sounds bonkers because the kacang is one of my favorite things about, you know, the crunchiness, the texture. But see, I have a confession. I don't like ikan bilis in my nasi lemak. So I feel like, who am I? I don't have ground to stand on either.
I don't want to use violent language on air, but how dare you? Who are you even? I feel like, I mean, we have to reconsider everything.
I will steal my ikan bilis though.
That's the thing. So you are my favorite kind of person to eat nasi lemak with because I get all the ikan bilis, which I love. I'm a big condiments person in general. So when it comes to nasi lemak, actually, I know that the rice and the sambal is what many of us consider sacred. And it is, no doubt. But I love the condiments. A good egg is important. Good peanuts, good ikan bilis, enough of both. All of that is what factors into like a well-rounded plate of nasi lemak for me. But I love eating nasi lemak with people like you, so I steal the ikan bilis. I also think it's important when sharing French fries to eat with somebody who prefers the opposite to you. So if you're someone who prefers the crispy fries, you should be eating with someone who prefers the soggy fries, vice versa. That way everybody's happy.
You know what I don't like is having to share French fries with people who wantonly mix their sauces and dips. Those people don't share fries with me because then my dip gets messed up and I'm forced to, I don't know, have mayonnaise in my chili sauce or tomato sauce half lying on my chili sauce. It's just not right.
So you're a sauce segregationist.
I'm very much a sauce segregationist.
I see. But yeah, I mean, going back to this original idea of unpopular opinions, I really like this partly because, I mean, who doesn't love talking about food, but also because I think it's a very personal way of looking at dishes because half the time, especially with things like nasi lemak, where it comes a certain kind of way every single time, whether it's on a plate, whether it's in a bungkus, doesn't matter. You open it up and you roughly expect all the components to be there. That's when unpopular opinions like this get really delivered. Not so much for the things where anyway you can make a lot of choices for yourself, but the ones where it's expected to come a certain way, that's where people get really heated, I think.
And it also is where, if you are one of those minority opinion people, you end up... So for instance, you're ordering and you say, I don't want ikan bilis, and you get it with ikan bilis anyway. Or the thing that I dislike even more, so here's another unpopular opinion, I don't like tauge in any of my noodles. So char kway teow, Maggi goreng, no tauge. But invariably, you tell them at the store you don't want tauge, you take it home, you realize your bungkus has it anyway, I can't eat it. I can't even pick it out. I just can't eat it.
I just get upset. I just get upset and it ruins my day. Small things. I will say that my thing about tauge specifically is that when you say that you don't want it, they often eschew all the vegetables. So suddenly your entire plate of char kway teow or whatever it may be doesn't have any of the other vegetables that make it taste good. Or it has the tauge that you didn't ask for. So I get that. I also, here's my unpopular food opinion. I don't like nuts and chocolate.
Oh my gosh. Well,
nuts are nuts. Chocolate is chocolate.
See, I think I like food with texture. So the nuts and chocolate like really add, the same way I cannot fathom, nasi lemak without kacang. I like the nuts. I think I just like nuts in general in any kind of food.
Well, if you like texture so much, then learn to eat tauge. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to attack you.
This is what it's become. Yeah, when people say Malaysians are protective about their food, this is what it means.
We do have
some listeners weighing in. So let's see, we have, Delma is saying, I prefer a runny sunny side up egg to a hard boiled egg in my nasi lemak. Is that an unpopular opinion?
I think that it is perhaps, I don't know. I think it comes down to whether you prefer your nasi lemak panas or whether you like bungkus. Because I think that there are some purists who will only ever eat it bungkus, right? Who like swear by it, who have favorite stops for it. And in those instances, I suppose you just get used to the hard-boiled egg, half or sliver, whatever it is you get. I personally love a sunny side up.
So tell us, what's your unpopular food opinion? And also, do you eat kacang in your nasi lemak? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're getting lots of messages already. We'll be back after this to look at them. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we are discussing food and nasi lemak because today on Twitter is all about, rather inspired by a particular tweet where someone revealed that they don't like kacang in their nasi lemak. And so we're asking you for your unpopular food opinions. And also, more specifically, do you like kacang in your nasi lemak? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have so many messages.
You should read this one from Dahlia.
Right, I should, yes. Dahlia says, I too don't eat the anchovies in nasi lemak. Maybe if they're the golden crunchy ones, then yes, but usually no. I love the nuts, eggs and cucumber are good though.
Yeah, right. I mean, okay, so there's more people. All right.
I see the reluctance. I see your grudging non-acceptance of this.
No, look. This is where I'm coming from. More ikan bilis for the likes of me. I think I'm just gonna roll with that and make my peace with it because otherwise the show just isn't gonna run. We also have Lok who says, yes, all the condiments are important. Please don't forget the cucumber and peanuts.
I really like that people are giving so much shine to the cucumber because I feel like it's the least recognized player in the perfect assemblage that nasi lemak is.
It is the least important item for me.
We're clearly not nasi lemak simpatico.
No, we're not. Which is good, right? In its own way. It's safe space. Everybody can talk about how they feel about nasi lemak.
We do have Victor on the line. Good evening, Victor. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. To me, kacang is a highlight of nasi lemak. And I can gladly do without cucumber. Actually, I don't understand why timbun should be there.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think we can ask ourselves a philosophical question. If certain things, they are not always there before, would we put them there? I mean, if I suggest to put ikan masin with nasi lemak, would you go for it?
You bring up an interesting question because it's become quite the trend now to have all sorts of things. You get now rendang with nasi lemak, mutton curry with nasi lemak. I like it as a novelty, but I don't like it as a regular thing.
Yeah, me too. So, don't know. I mean, there are so many adds-on. Maybe we should stick with the try and trust the traditional combination.
Victor, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
If you'd like to share your thoughts about whether you like kacang with your nasi lemak or if you have an unpopular food opinion, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I think Long Long has a winning unpopular opinion.
Oh, yes. Long Long says, I don't like sambal in my nasi lemak. I like it separated. I don't like my rice to be wet. I dip the sambal with my spoon and then I add rice onto the spoon.
I don't understand what I'm hearing. I don't understand any of it.
I think that, We've spoken before about how you don't like your sauces mixed for banana leaf. And I think that this is the same premise where sambal is good, but sambal separate to the rice is important. And actually, I think dry rice is actually quite a common eating quirk for many people. I know I have it when it comes to eating things with soups. I definitely don't like having rice in my soup.
So I think I misunderstood Long Long's message. I thought what they said was they don't like sambal at all. But I realize now what they're saying is they just like them separately. That I get and I'm willing to accept.
Look at us becoming the arbiters of what is acceptable in the world of nasi lemak. We also have, Choi is bringing it to another level, saying, has anyone out there tried nasi lemak without sambal? I've been having it for almost a decade. I had to cut off spicy food from my diet because of heartburn.
Okay, I suppose if it's... I mean, I can understand. Depending on which sambal it is, it can be quite tough. So that allows me to talk about my love for the timun, because I feel like the timun helps me balance out the fiery sambal.
I'm sorry. I don't see myself ever coming around on the cucumber train, but I appreciate and respect everybody's differing opinions. It's all valid. We also have, Adlina, who says, I love my nasi lemak hot and lemaki. The lemakness of the rice makes the dish way yummier. And ikan bilis and kacang, not forgetting sambal and timun. The hotness of the sambal and timun to ward off heatiness. I'm going to buy nasi lemak now.
I think that's perfect. I agree. That's exactly... I mean, okay, yes, I know I said I don't eat ikan bilis, but I think that's what most people's experiences are with nasi lemak and that perfect meal. We have on the line Winnie. Good evening, Winnie. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening. I'm one of those that loves anchovies, so I always sambal ikan bilis. But I don't like the sambal with my nasi lemak. So whenever I order it without sambal, the guy looks at me like I killed the dish.
Do you eat it with something else, or is it just plain rice, egg, peanuts, and ikan bilis?
Pretty much. Yes. No sambal for me.
I see.
Because
that's interesting.
I eat nasi lemak in the morning for breakfast because it's breakfast for champions, right? So, and I'm told not to eat too spicy in the morning, so I am used to nasi lemak without sambal. But even, I mean, I have very weird Malaysian taste. Even for banana leaf, I don't put the gravy, and then the mamak serving me, they look at me like I, you know, I'm from another planet.
This is the thing. Whenever you go off script with a Malaysian order, people get weird. I did want to ask you, Winnie, how often is your rate of success when you ask to tambah ikan bilis? Because I find it's 50-50. Half the time, they don't listen at all.
They don't listen. And then when I look at them, like, I would add money. I don't mind adding like 50 cents or a dollar to it. But even then, it's like one tiny scoop. I'm like, okay, never mind. It's okay. Ikan bilis is expensive. I understand.
Winnie, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
That was Winnie sharing her thoughts on nasi lemak without sambal. Well, we have Korn, who is on my side of things, I must say, and says, for me, hashtag nasi lemak not complete without the timun.
I mean, that's fine. Look, it's all fine. All comers are welcome. I just think that I never asked for it to be without timun. I'm just saying that of all the things, if you imagine opening up a packet and it arriving, what is the thing that you're most upset if it's not there? For me, if the cucumber is not there,
the
I shrug.
You see. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into a turf war. But do keep those thoughts coming. What is your unpopular food opinion? And also, do you eat kacang in your nasi lemak? What are the things you could do and do without? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.